Let's go to the phone. Sam from Newbiggin Hall joins us on the phone. Sam, you were at the resort.
Yeah.
And just tell me, you were due to come back next Wednesday.
Right.
When did you get back?
Yesterday, like early hours of yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm. How are you feeling now?
I don't know, really.
Shock. Still in shock.
I think so, but then again, I don't know. Like, I seen friends and family yesterday, and I think that's hasn't really started to hit home what actually happened.
What actually happened for you?
Where
were you and what could you see?
We're sitting by the pool. We were meant to be going down to the beach that day with another two couples that we met from Newcastle, but we had too much of a good drink the night before. We all had hangovers and couldn't be bothered to go down.
That hangover could have saved you.
Yeah. That extra couple of pints of going to the bar later on.
So what was the first you knew or heard about what was going on?
When people started running into the hotel. I mean, we heard what was meant to be a grenade going off, but it just sounded like a loud bang. Mm. You know, you would never really associate that noise with being what it was.
No, very different to hear it in real life.
Yeah, you were sitting by the pool, do you know what I mean? Like, it just sounded like somebody setting a firework off.
And after that, gunshots?
Yeah, I mean, we're sitting by the pool. We heard that go off. A few people stood up and had a look, but a lot of people didn't really think anything of it.
Hmm.
Then a lot of people came running into the back of our hotel, and that was when everyone told was to get inside.
Hmm.
So
who were you told that by?
I couldn't tell you, mate.
All right, like, just somebody came past one.
I mean, there was people running in, like people from not our hotel. Hmm. There was Tunisian people telling them to get in. Just everybody, really. I mean, like, it was no just one person. It was like a collection of a lot of people.
And clearly, there'd be no sense of anything untoward beforehand.
You're having a relaxing time
up until...
Yeah, it was a lovely place. You know, we were really enjoying ourselves. We met some lovely people. And then it just went on a massive downhill.
Mm.
Like, after we heard everything, we ran into the reception. I mean, my girlfriend didn't say it, but I seen the 16-year-old lad coming in, covered from head to toe in blood.
Mm.
And that was when we were told to get to our rooms, but mine and my girlfriend's room was in a different block, so we had to ask the first English people that we found.
Yeah.
They were from Blackburn, I think they were, and we had to ask, can we please just come into your room as we have nowhere else to go?
Mm. Heavily British sort of population out there.
In our resort, there was Czechs, there was Polish, there was and a few Germans as well, I think. I mean, there was a mixture, but I think every English person just wanted to go home after that.
And as you said, no sense of anything going wrong. Police with guns, anything like that? Any protection?
After or beforehand?
Beforehand and afterwards?
Beforehand, I don't know, because we didn't really... We went down to the beach before, the day before.
Yeah.
We just had a stroll down there and everything seemed normal.
Mm.
But afterwards, the place was absolutely riddled with...
Mm. Security. I mean,
when we got to the airport, there was a man standing outside, like, obviously a policeman standing outside with a gun, and I just thought, I need to get inside. Like, I don't need to see... I mean, obviously, I know they're just put there to...
It's not a holiday anymore after that, obviously.
What message
did you get? Were you told to come back home quickly? Did you just think we're getting out of here?
No, like, I just wanted to go straight away. I mean, afterwards, everything was... As soon as we got back to our room, everything was packed. And we're just waiting to see if we could come home.
Mm.
And it wasn't until 12:30... 2 days ago, when they said, right, there's coaches coming at 1 o'clock to pick you up.
Sam, it's Charlie here. Can I just ask you about when you planned your holiday? Because obviously there was the terrorist attack in March in Tunisia. 21 tourists killed then. Did you book your holiday after that?
We booked it online. didn't, to be honest, and I mean, I know it's a terrible thing that happened there, but we didn't know anything of it, really.
Did you look up any of the advice online about where you were going?
No.
You just thought this is a place that everybody goes to on holiday?
Well, I just thought, I've been to Tunisia before. It was a lovely place. I really enjoyed it. And we're just looking for a holiday to get away for a week. You know, the two of us will work hard.
How do you feel about the Tunisians themselves now? I mean, I'm just reading some stuff this morning from some of the tourists who've decided to stay on. One was saying that, you know, she says, the staff were in tears. I feel sorry for them because our cleaner said she was the only one in her family with a job. I mean, this could completely destroy.
Oh, I mean, of course. I've got no bad words to say about the Tunisians. The Tunisians were lovely. The people were lovely. All the staff in our hotel, I mean, there was a security guard on the front gate in our hotel, probably one of the biggest blokes I've ever seen. Mm. And he just broke down in tears. You know, I mean, it's got nothing to do with the people. I don't really know what you call. I don't really know the words to describe them without being told off.
Would you ever go back?
No.